Again, Christmas blessings for your intentions. I love that phrase in the second reading, always be thankful. And so indeed we are for the gift of family, the gift of friends, the gift of our parish family. So I hope you've enjoyed your gatherings with family or friends. I certainly did. My nephew and his wife, who live on the hill, hosted a gathering. Some of my family was there, especially my nephew Michael, who's suffering from cancer from Overland Park, Kansas. He and his wife, the three children, were there in their 20s, and it was just good to see them and have them there. I noticed he looked very thin, but certainly his spirit is up. So as we continue to pray for my nephew, certainly blessings for anyone you know who is sick, suffering in any way. And we always remember families who bury their loved ones. Again, this weekend, you'll hear the names. So bless those families. Also, I was thinking of many of our parishioners are like single adults, maybe what sometimes is called a family of one. So a holy family, also holy friendship. Certainly, friends are very dear to all of us, especially someone who might be a family of one. So our first reading caught my eye, this phrase, and care always for someone, even when their mind fails. Well, I was at Nazareth having a Mass Friday. Several of our parishioners are there suffering dementia, you know, and they don't recognize me. I know many families are touched by that sadness. So we certainly want to remember and pray for those who care for them. Monsignor Leach goes and visits every day. And then in the evening at dinner, he'll tell me about who he visits. And quite often he'll say, well, dementia, Alzheimer's, and they really didn't know who he was. So, and remember how we offer periodically those memory care, those health resource workshops for those who do care for those suffering from dementia. So it's certainly a good prayer today. The second reading speaks of virtues. Did you receive a Christmas gift that you love to wear? Last Mass, I asked the server, and they said, oh yeah, I got this necklace. I love wearing it. My great niece gave me a new hat, so I love wearing it. Well, the reading says, put on. One of the early translations says, clothe yourselves. See? Clothe yourselves with the virtues. So I guess when I put my hat on, I should remember, oh, mercy, kindness, humility. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together. Although there's one in there, if you had to pick one, which one would you pick that maybe is the most important? I guess I was thinking forgiveness. See? Remember, even Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, although without sin, there had to be a little forgiveness periodically. Remember the story when he was 12 and they were returning and lost him, come back to the temple, and there he is, you know, and don't you know I have to go about my father's business? Must have been a little gentle forgiveness. I like this phrase, the ability to forgive one another, even for the minor offenses that happen in daily life together, is the oil that makes family, friends, the relationships run smoothly. So, the great virtue of compassion and forgiveness. The gospel is like a contrast. Herod, Joseph, see? And of course, the idea, well, the example of Joseph for us. So remember Herod, he was called Herod the Great. But he was about, you know, anything that was great for him. Of course, remember the story of trying to kill all the little babies. And just a day or two ago, we had the Feast of the Holy Innocents. So in a sense, Herod, well, what was good for Herod? That's what motivated him. Me first. If you know his story, he even killed some of his sons because they would threaten, you know, his kingship. Caesar Augustus, the emperor, apparently said something like, "Well, I prefer to be one of his dogs than one of his sons." So, Herod. But what was good for Herod, that's what motivated him. Joseph, see, what was good for Mary and Jesus, see, that's what motivated him. What was good for the others, like others first, that's what motivated Joseph. I guess his most important virtue was listening to, obeying God's word, God's plan. That second reading has that scary word, be subordinate. Nobody likes that. Well, Joseph, he was subordinate to God's word, God's plan for him. He obeyed, see? So, putting God first, unlike Herod, makes a holy, happy family.